Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. I'm continuing my series on the universal laws. And the next one is popular because it's the law that's connected to the law of attraction. These are all connected, but the law of vibration. So we're going to cover the law of vibration. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live your big dream, I mean, really ready to live it, I would love to support you in that, no matter what it is. Increase your income, start a business, manifest the love of your life. I want to support you in every step of the way. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the single session as well as the up-level intuitive coaching package. All right, let's talk about the law of vibration. Everything has a vibration. Period. Everything is energy, period. And, you know, if you are studying the law of vibration and you're looking at what some teachers teach about it, they say, you know, the atoms and the frequencies, and I'm not a sciencey person, so that doesn't really resonate with me. It's just everything is an energy. You are an energy. And specifically, your thoughts are an energy, your actions are an energy, your belief system is an energy, your faith is an energy, your words. Oh my God, this is the one. This is the one. If I could heal the planet, what comes out of your mouth is a vibration. So be mindful of what you're saying. That's a vibration. We'll talk about I think the next one is probably law of attraction. We'll talk about how like vibration attracts like vibration, but everything is a vibration. So if you want to manifest something, you have to be a vibrational match to it, to that thing, that person, that experience. That's what I help people do. I help them align with the energy of what they want. This is all rooted in the law of vibration. So there are teachers that teach, and I believe this to be true, that feeling good is the vibration you want to be in most of the time. And so from there, then you will attract things that make you feel good, right? When you are choosing to be in the energy of feeling good. So your emotions are also a vibration. Everything in your home is a vibration. Everything has a vibration. Law of vibration. Pretty simple. Well, just everything has a vibration. Next one, we'll talk about the law of attraction, or maybe I should just do it in this show since I have time. Let's talk about the law of attraction then. Because this one, this is how it all makes sense to most people, because there's been so much coverage of the law of vibration, or the law of attraction, but it's just one of the laws with all the other laws. So there's the law of vibration, and then there's the law of attraction. And it means like attracts like. So like vibration attracts like vibration. So whatever energy you're putting out, you will get back. So if you're putting out negativity, you're going to get negativity back just by the nature of the law of attraction. Like vibration attracts like vibration. It's kind of the way that, you know, the Facebook algorithm, my spirit guides are showing me this image. It's the way the Facebook algorithm works, right? And you start clicking on a bunch of stuff, and then they're going to keep showing you stuff like that. That's just, it's the law of vibration and motion. So be mindful of what vibration you're holding, what vibrations you're engaging, because you'll attract more of it. Now, if you are holding, maybe you're holding a fear or a worry, and you're concerned that, oh, I'm going to attract that back to me. By the nature of being aware of that you are in fear and worry, and that you're concerned that you might attract it back, you actually kind of negate it, because you neutralize it, the energy behind whatever it is. So say you're worried about, oh my God, how am I going to do this, right? Holidays are coming up. How am I going to buy Christmas gifts? And then you've been practicing the law of attraction, and you're like, well, what if I attract that back? And I won't be able to, just by the nature of catching it, when we are aware, we neutralize the energy of things. We neutralize the effect, that attraction effect, right? It, essentially, you're kind of turning away from it. So I wouldn't be afraid of, you know, a couple of negative thoughts as long as you're aware of it, right? Catch yourself. If you're in a state of, oh my God, I'm going to mess this up. And you're like, oh my God, I'm probably going to mess it up because of the law of attraction and I'm holding that vibration. Just in the fact that you had that thought, you neutralize the effect of it. You were aware of it. And that's all we need to be. We're not here to be perfect. None of these laws are written like, oh my God, you have to be the best person ever to get what you want. But there is great value in alignment. And that is how you really create what you want. And that is how you stand in the power that we have been given as human beings on this planet, as co-creators, as energies that are one with God. There is great power in aligning with it and really doing the work to clean up the energy within us so it's a match to how wonderful we would feel if we have what we want. So everything has a vibration. That's the law of vibration. And like vibration is attracted to each other. So like attracts like. Positive energy will attract positive energy. Negative energy will attract negative energy. That's, yeah, you know, it's like clutter. Let's do that one. So say you're looking around your house and it's like really cluttered in a way that makes you uncomfortable. On some level, you're putting that frequency out there. And I'm struggling with this. I'll tell you why. Because I'm like, well, if you're looking at your cluttered space and you're complaining about it, oh my God, my space is so cluttered. You just became aware of it, right? And so it's not probably manifesting anything. You're aware of it. You're seeing it. Now, if it's bugging you and it's making you feel bad about yourself and it's distracting you from focusing on the truest desire of your heart, then I would say go clean up the clutter. But as long as you're aware that, hey, my space is cluttered. I'm not super stoked about that. And I haven't committed to doing anything about it. And that's okay. You'll manifest that's okay, right? It's the energy behind it, right? The vibration behind it. So it's not that your space is cluttered and then everything in your life is going to be cluttered. It's your lack of awareness that that clutter is creating a vibration. If it's something that is causing you guilt and shame under the surface of your life, then yeah, you got to clean that up. But clutter is not bad. God didn't say that. That's not in the Bible, right? So law of vibration, law of attraction, they all work. They are meant for you to follow. Use them. Think about the things that you think. Be conscious about the things that you think. And be aware, start doing the work to be aware of what you're thinking subconsciously and consciously choose to create a new way of being for yourself. You don't have to look at the world in certain ways, right? Don't have to. You get to decide. And if there's something playing in your life on autopilot, it's your job to clean it up. And I help you with that. So check out my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. It is an honor and a joy to do these podcasts for you. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. And if you like this program, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week. Take care of yourself. Bye.